But if there's a team that can challenge the Red Raiders, it's USA. They're finding their balance now on both ends of the floor. They've got a good mix of veterans and newcomers. It's just going to be exciting to see what happens. We've watched USA a couple times, or at least I have. We did one game with them. They're for real. And as far as the other teams, we've seen Bad Axe, we've seen Ubley, Harbor Beach. Haven't seen Cass City yet. And, of course, I've seen Lakers before. So Cass City is my only mystery team right now. But we'll take care of that soon enough. It'll be a lot of fun.
Now we get the chance to broadcast for our third team of the Greater Thumb West in the Lakers tonight. And first and perhaps the best of this year's Greater Thumb East in Marlette.
Let's talk about Lakers. I really think they have the potential for a breakout season. And I don't know. We'll see how that loss to Cass City plays out tonight. See how they bounce back from that. Marlette, everyone knew that they were going to be good, but how good would they be? At this point in time of the season, there isn't anyone in the East that's going to touch them. No one.
So it'll be interesting to see how that one works out. And John, every single time we go on air, the JV game flies by. Slow whistle, making great time, and then the moment we decide to hit Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline, it's like they know. And that just the game slows down, the whistle's fast, there's timeouts, and we still had 20 seconds left in this JV basketball game.
Well, 5 minutes ago, there was 21.3 seconds to go, and everyone's done with their timeouts and everything, I guess. And now there's 20.2 to go, with Marlette holding a slim 37-36 lead. Laker ball underneath the basket.
And it's nearly gets stolen, and now it's back out of bounds, and it will be Laker ball. Keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1, your hardwood home for high school hoops, as we have Marlette and Lakers squaring off on the hardwood tonight in a Greater Thumb Conference crossover matchup on the WLEW Sports Network.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
From the good guys at the used car department at Grav, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Brian and Keith.
Hey, boss, how can I tell people what we're doing here with used cars?
Just tell them the truth. Get a good used car at Grav.
Because we keep only the nicest vehicles?
Yep.
Because we put them through a rigorous inspection and reconditioning process?
Yep.
Because we shop the market area to ensure we offer them at a good price?
Yep.
Will that make us sell more used cars than anyone else?
Doesn't matter, but it will make them say, I got a good used car at Grav.
Is that all that matters?
Yep.
This is used car manager Brian Marks. You can only get a GM certified warranty on GM vehicles at a GM dealer. So stop in and get a good deal from the good guys at Grav Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Yep, get a good used car at Grav.
Grav family, we're making friends.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents. Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Croswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between data and electrowaves. It lies in the pit of a man's fear.
This is the dimension of no coverage. An area in which we call the Drop Zone. It is an unwanted and feared dimension. No service, no texting, no tweeting, no way to communicate. It's just you and a device made useless. It's a land of roaming, and even worse, 1X. No one knows what that means, but there is a way to avoid the Drop Zone. Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. The latest smartphones, the best coverage, and no Drop Zone. Make the switch today to Thumb Sailor and live a life of not worrying about the Drop Zone. WLW Sports Network with Mark Ramsey and John Mooney, as it's the Marlette Red Raiders on the road tonight, taking on the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. And now it's our treat for some special bonus coverage, as the Lakers were down in the JV game by 10 points with about a minute and a half left. And with time expiring, about 2 seconds left, they break down the court and put in a basket to tie it at 38 apiece. So now they go to overtime for 4 minutes. And, John, we're going to get ourselves warmed up tonight with a little JV calling.
I'll tell you, that's great. You know, Jimmy Marshall's Red Raiders, they were basically in control of the game the whole night. They did it on how they normally do things, and that's just hard work, blue-collar basketball, belly button defense, you name it. They're just a gritty type of team. And then Eric Wisner's Lakers, just like you said, threw the ball lengthwise after a missed free throw. Got the layup, put it into overtime, and here we are.
And, of course, this is the JV game you're listening to right now in overtime, tied at 38 apiece. Laker JV wins the tip, and on the left side of your radio, dribbling around the perimeter. Over to Adam LeGault. He's a sophomore, lengthy tall glass of water. Feeds it inside to Mason Pasek, and he makes a count. They are leading 40-38. Here comes the Marlette JV. Freshman Peyton Dale at the point guard, back up to the top of the key, and we have a whistle. This will go a foul against Lakers' Carson Binder. He's a sophomore as well, and also very lengthy.
Carson Binder had spent a little time on the varsity last year. And
that's right.
And he's a smart young man playing his JV season, and he'll wait for bigger and better things next year.
So at the free throw line for Marlette JV would be Brent Havens. He's a sophomore. The first free throw is up and off the mark. So the score remains Laker JV 40, Marlette 38. 3.5 to play in overtime.
I wouldn't know. The official is right in front of me. He's probably the best screen of the whole day.
Second free throw is up. This one's good. It's a one-point ball game. Marlette showing some pressure. The Lakers inbounds it to James Dukes. Back over to Adam LeGault, gets across the timeline, and they cough it up. Still loose ball at midcourt, and it's finally brought in by Marlette's Nathan Reel. And we have a whistle, held ball, possession arrow favoring the Lakers.
You know that you're at a Marlette game when you see kids diving on the floor for loose balls. That is just a staple of what they do.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. Of course, we're with some bonus coverage right now as the JV game has gone into overtime. And it's either dead air or we do some bonus coverage for you tonight.
I think these kids would enjoy it because, tell you the truth, as far as junior varsity programs, these are one of the best in the whole area.
I will say these are the two best JV squads I have seen all season long, and we've been in it for a treat so far. Marlette coming up the court. That's Brett Havens to back to number 21, Nathan Reel, a sophomore, looking to his right, passes to his left to the left wing. Brett Havens takes the three. This one's way off the mark. And rebound brought in by Carson Binder. Skip pass over to James Dubes to the left wing to Troy Chapel. Left wing, Binder feeds it down to the post and throws it out of bounds. Pass is intended for Mason Pasek. Can't bring that one in. Marlette ball, trailing by 1 point to Laker JV.
I think that's where I would have gone too with Mason Pasek. The kid is a monster on the inside. Nice low post moves.
Bright future for both Marlette and Lakers, as we're seeing it on the JV game here.
Over to the left corner for Marlette, that'd be Brent Havens, back up to the top of the